USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal says he will consult with lawyers to determine the next step after the Treasury Secretary said they need more time to consider whether to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns.
We did receive the request, and as I've said in the past, when we received the request, it would be reviewed.
The deadline has now passed. But Stephen Mnuchin tells the House Ways and Means Committee that more time is needed to review the request and decide if the IRS can turn over the president's tax returns. In a letter to the leaders of the committee, Mnuchin cited concerns over a possible abuse of power by lawmakers in making such requests and using them to politically attack partisan rivals. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 7 points, the S&P 500 up 10, and the Nasdaq up 55. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Many in Washington were surprised when Attorney General William Barr told the Senate panel he believes the FBI spied on the Trump campaign in 2016, and he said he'd look into it.
I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
The question is whether it was adequately predicated, and I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggests Barr is acting as the president's lawyer rather than the country's.
How very, very dismaying and disappointing that the chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails.
The European Union is giving Britain a new chance to avoid a hard exit from the alliance. EU Council Chief Donald Tusk.
The European Council decided to grant the United Kingdom a flexible extension until the 31st of October.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
South Carolina deputies in Orangeburg County have identified the suspect accused of opening fire in a hospital ER and wounding an employee. Adrian Saab is facing multiple charges, including attempted murder. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A hospital employee in Orangeburg, South Carolina, is in critical condition after being shot at work. Regional Medical Center Hospital spokesman Charles Williams explains the shooter was a patient at the hospital before he left on his own.
The individual did return to the emergency department at approximately 8:50 with the weapon and began shooting inside the emergency department.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
They've officially changed the channels at U.S. military bases around the world. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
TVs in all public areas on U.S. military bases are now showing sports rather than news. Stars and Stripes broke the story, saying TVs in military food courts, customer service centers, malls, and other commons areas on bases are no longer showing the news channels because of their divisive political nature. Public TVs on U.S. bases worldwide used to show a loop of news channels, including Fox, CNN, and MSNBC. But that all changed on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.